to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number three of our show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is taking over in the control room for our third hour, and he will be answering your phone calls here in a little bit. I'm watching the corporate media feed. It is all Iran all the time. Iran did this. Iran did that. Iran blew up the bus. Iran, you know, is doing... And it's just a constant drumbeat. That's all they're talking about. It's all Iran all the time right now. And I think we're going to continue to see that on all the corporate news media and probably a whole raft of movies about the Nazis and Hitler on the movie channels between now and the start of the Olympics. They're telegraphing this whole idea. And the only way we're going to stop them from doing this is we're going to talk about it ourselves all the time, about how often wars are started with false flag attacks. Every war in history began when the leader of the country that wanted to invade the other country lied their people into it or tricked them into it. The gods demand it. You'll all be rich. You'll get to live after death if you go whatever. During the unholy crusades, the Christians in Europe would tell soldiers going to the Holy Lands, you've got a lot of sins on your soul. You're going to go to the dark regions and burn forever unless you go to the Holy Lands and kill a bunch of people and steal all that land back for us. And then you'll be allowed into heaven no matter what you did. That's how these things get started. So, yeah, they're leading off. They're pushing this whole thing that Iran did the bus bombing up in Bulgaria. Remember, in the chat room said they would not be surprised if Israel blew up the bus in order to do this. And yeah, that's absolutely true. Israel has never hesitated to kill their own people in order to have bloody shirts to wave around. The bombing of the King David Hotel is a good example. So, anyway, let's see. A caller has a question about the gold value for $375. Was it 5-piece or 10-piece? I'm not exactly sure what the context of that is. So I need a clarification on that, Manny, okay? Thanks an awful lot. All righty, let's see. Moving right along here, we were talking about... okay, it's all taken care of. All right, British firm to pay millions to a thalidomide victim born without arms and legs in a landmark compensation case that could result in thousands of similar claims. Now, if you are living in this illusion that all of these horrible drugs and chemicals coming out of the pharmaceutical industries is a recent phenomenon, you're going to be disappointed. The fact is a lot of very dangerous things have been promoted as medical care by the Orthodox medical establishment throughout history. Laudanum is one, hideously addictive. Electric shock machines. I found one of those little things at a flea market, and I sent it to my niece, who is a doctor for the Air Force, as an office decoration. I wasn't suggesting she use it. But this all used to be considered legitimate medical technology, and now, of course, it's all considered quackery. So there was this medication called thalidomide, and it went through testing. It was approved by the government. It was put out there into common usage, and it turned out everything's fine with the women who were taking it until they had babies. And the babies were hideously, hideously, hideously deformed. And most of them have just been shoved off in these little care homes and left to sort of exist. But apparently one of them has succeeded in winning a major lawsuit, and this is probably going to trigger additional ones. We'll be back after these commercials.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and I'm watching the corporate media feed. The GOP is up there in Ohio with Mitt Romney, together with Governor Jindal, and apparently Jeb Bush is also on the podium with him. That's kind of an interesting little eye-opener. Everybody's saying that Mitt Romney has chosen his vice presidential running mate. A lot of speculation was put on to Condoleezza Rice to get the woman's vote in anticipation of the possibility that President Obama is going to tap Hillary Clinton as his vice president for the second term. But with Jeb Bush apparently making the rounds with Mitt Romney, I think it's entirely possible that Jeb Bush might be looking at taking over Joe Biden's office and that nice little house on the Naval Observatory, which is cool. You get a really big telescope to look at the sky with at night. And thanks to Dick Cheney, there's a really nice nuclear bunker right underneath that house. So that's kind of interesting that Jeb Bush would be up there campaigning in Ohio with Romney. Moving right along here, another story we're getting, and again, it's that drumbeat. Oh, it's just a mess. We can't be in control of the situation in the London Olympics. Apparently, thousands of staffers at the British Home Office, including airport immigration workers, have voted to go on strike over jobs, pay, and other issues, raising the threat of industrial action hitting the Olympics. It's another one of these things. Oh, it's We can't protect the Olympics. It's wide open. The terrorists can just wander. Those gosh darn Syrian, Iranian, Iraqi, Yemenite bad people are going to come in and do something horrible. They're telegraphing this thing. They're telegraphing this thing. It's amazing. The only way we will get them to call it off is to let them know that we know that this is the plan that's under consideration, because we've seen these false flags before. The more we talk about it, the more we can make them doubt they'll be believed. If they doubt they'll be believed, they'll call it off. Doubt is our most potent weapon to prevent a false flag and an escalation of the world war. Alrighty. Apparently, the Israeli Supreme Court has declared that Israel does not occupy Palestinian territories, that it is, in fact, part of Israel. Now, of course, this is certainly not what the United Nations has ever said or any of these other treaties that Israel has signed, but it's basically a legal imprimatur for Israel to go in and simply say, yeah, this is all Israel, you people get out, which of course has been their objective all along, despite the Camp David Accords. So that's what's going on here. Over in Oklahoma, apparently they're getting ready to introduce legislation to arrest and jail anybody trying to enforce the Obamacare within their state. I think it's a pretty good idea here. All righty, moving right along here. I want to get back to some of these medical issues here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room. If you call in, let the phone ring a little bit, because Manny has other things he has to be doing. There has been talk about a vaccine against HIV. They've been working on it for a great many years. There's a lot of research says they may actually be looking in the wrong direction, but there's money on the line here, and that's why they're pushing this whole thing. It's another medication to sell to people who aren't sick yet. Apparently, this one that they're working on is actually going to be one of the first of the genetic manipulation vaccines. In other words, it's going to go in and re-engineer the DNA on your immune system in order to be able to defeat the HIV virus. This strikes me as incredibly dangerous and reckless, given what we know about the genetic engineering here. Merck has come under fire again for another incident involving the Gardasil vaccine killing a 3-year-old toddler. And the situation here is they're shoving this Gardasil at everybody, boys and girls. And the vaccine's only supposed to last 10 years. Then you have to get booster shots. So did Merck really think that this 3-year-old toddler was going to be engaging in active sex by age 13? No, it's just another opportunity to pump a very expensive vaccine into the arms of somebody and get your piece of the action. That's all it was all about. Now, another scandal has turned up. It turns out over in California, where the Gardasil vaccine is now mandated for children as young as 12. Many of the politicians, key California legislators who were instrumental in getting this legislation through that mandated Gardasil and hepatitis B vaccinations sold by Merck, were paid by Merck. They got financing from Merck in exchange for their votes. These politicians traded the health and safety of your children for a campaign donation. It's already known there are serious health consequences from this Gardasil vaccine. It is a vaccine that is supposed to be protecting you against an illness you've got one chance in, well, less than 1% chance of ever encountering. But everybody's got to have it because it's a big moneymaker. People who got money from Merck, Kevin DeLeon, Democrat Los Angeles, Ed Hernandez, Democrat West Covina. I actually knew him. Elaine Alquist, Democrat San Jose, Noreen Evans, Democrat Santa Rosa, and on and on and on. As a matter of fact, they're all Democrats here. Isn't that amazing? Finest government money can buy. Now, GlaxoSmithKline, which just had that record-setting fine for selling pharmaceuticals for uses they were not approved from, their boss just got knighted by the Queen of England. So it's Sir Toxic Pharmaceuticals to you from now on. We already know, it's already been admitted, that the knighthoods and these various other honors handed out by the government of Britain, by the Queen, are really handed out for people who succeed in bringing in lots of money to the British economy. It doesn't matter how they do it. It's an amazing situation here. Now, subject of mammograms. There is a decline in women getting mammograms. They're very uncomfortable for the women to go through. And as it turns out, the mammograms were actually causing more cancer than they were curing. And according to this Norwegian study that was just published in last April, women are being overdiagnosed for breast cancer. They're being recommended treatment, sometimes drastic, for lumps in their breast that, if left alone, would have never been a problem. They're saying as many as 25% of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer from mammography, 25% of them don't really have anything that threatens their life, let alone justifies any kind of medical intrusion. But, you know, if you send them home without giving them drugs or taking a scalpel to them, then you don't get any money for that. It's all about the money. It's not about the health. It's not about what's best for the patient. It's about more and more money. I don't know if you're paying attention. I mean, I'm at the age where a lot of people I've known for all of my life, you know, they're starting to get into this situation where they have medical issues. And one thing I have noticed is the earlier people start going to the doctors on a regular basis, the sicker they seem to become and the younger they seem to die. My youngest brother being a classic case. You know, went to get a checkup, doctor said, oh, your cholesterol's right through the roof. Here, take this medicine and this medicine and this medicine. And he died last year. And we found out that two of the medications he was prescribed, you are never supposed to take together because they produce exactly the symptoms he died of. What a mess. What a mess. All righty. Moving right along here. Pat Robertson had an interesting little comment where apparently one of his viewers wrote in asking what he should do about his Muslim girlfriend because the viewer was worried that simply dumping her would turn her off to Christianity. And it's not really Christ-like to just dump a girl because she's not of the same religion. And Pat Robertson turns around and says, yes, it is Christ-like to break up with her, because in the Old Testament, you're forbidden to intermarry with the heathen. I don't know, maybe this guy should just go hump a choir boy. He'll feel a lot better after losing his girlfriend. Take two, they're small. So much hate out there. Under the guise of love. I wonder what real historical Jesus, not the mythological, you know, immortal Son of God, but the real guy that all of this was based on. I wonder how he would have felt about Pat Robertson's comment. Now, there is a major lawsuit going on down under regarding an extradition case over the Mecca Upload founder, who was arrested with three colleagues in January on a request from the United States of America. Now, the FBI has accused Mecca Upload of criminal copyright violation. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution. Private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this litigation that's going on over Mega Upload and its founder, who calls himself Kim.com. And the U.S. has basically ordered these people to be arrested and is trying to extradite them back to the United States of America for criminal copyright violation. Now, obviously, my sympathies are with the copyright holders. But at the same time, the enforcement of copyright has become almost an industry in itself. A rather interesting story that came out the other day was how one of the anti-piracy organizations was successfully sued because they'd used artwork and music without the copyright holder's permission. And so they got sued for that. It's kind of a sauce for the goose, if you like that little bit of ironic situation. But the judge in this extradition case basically came out and said that the real problem is the out-of-control copyright laws, and came out and basically said that the U.S. is the enemy of free speech, of free exchange of ideas. You need to understand something very important. The original purpose of copyright and patent was to reserve to the creator of a work the rights to profit from their work for a reasonable amount of time. And then after that, the work, the invention, whatever, would go into the public domain to benefit all of society. Copyrights were originally limited, so were patents. They're not supposed to last forever and make every single living descendant of the original creative artist independently wealthy. Now, that all changed thanks to the Walt Disney Company, which was looking with a great deal of worry over the fact that Walt Disney's original characters, and Walt himself is dead, but the Walt Disney Corporation wanted to keep on using those characters, the mouse, the duck, the dog. And so they spent a huge amount of money lobbying Congress to change the copyright laws so that copyrights can be made permanent. Now, this is not what the original intent of copyright and patent was supposed to do. Because if you have permanent copyrights and permanent patents, sooner or later, everything of any interest is going to be locked up, and the lawyers are just going to be having a field day batting it all back and forth. There needs to be a balance between protecting the rights of the creative artist or the inventor or the designer and realizing that the whole point of all of this creative effort is to benefit society as a whole, not just to protect private interests. So I understand what this judge is saying. Unfortunately, he has now been removed from the case, and somebody more pliant to U.S. corporate interests is being put on there. By the way, as a little kind of a side note, for all this news that we're getting about how the security at the Olympics is flawed and open and damaged and everybody's on strike and everybody's flying in because there isn't enough staff, the law enforcement people who are there to protect the copyright of the Olympics logo, they're not having any problem at all. They've got plenty of staff and plenty of money. They're running around already. They're going to make sure that no counterfeit T-shirts or products are being sold because this is money, and we're going to protect the money at any and all costs. I think we ought to have the copyright police doing personal security at the Olympics. But, of course, then they couldn't have an excuse to stage a false flag attack and get the war going on that one. I tend to head on over to the site Gizmodo from time to time. And I will admit it, I'm a gadget freak. I like good working, well-done gadgetry. I don't like junk. You know, I have this wonderful little Casio wristwatch that my wife gave me that I treasure a great deal. But apparently some companies are going so totally overboard in the gadget fever, they're making some bad mistakes. And Gizmodo reviewed the Sony smartwatch, which is kind of basically a miniature iPod. Not even that. The iPod on a wrist strap. And it's got a little touch screen and little tiny icons, and it's running apparently a flavor of Android, which I've learned much to my chagrin from this tablet that I bought for my wife to use. It's not as bug-free and smooth as the Phoebe commercials would tell you. But apparently this product is so bad, Gizmodo just slaughtered it in the review. And it kind of makes you say, boy, I mean, for a website that likes to promote the tech industry and everything, for them to slam it this bad, it has to really, really be horrible. But they had this video up there where, you know, it's this little tiny screen with these little tiny icons, and people are trying to get it to scroll or anything, and it won't do that. So I'm sure it was a really good idea in the planning situation, but the engineering definitely, definitely fell short. But not to worry, the smartwatch 2 will be out next week. And it's a real issue with the products that are put on them before they're really ready. And they just say, don't worry, we'll fix it in the next version, which is okay unless you're dealing with genetically modified corn that was supposed to survive the drought and has not. But it's all global warming's fault. It's not Monsanto. No, no, no. We're a good company here. On yesterday's show, we got into a little bit of an argument or debate over whether the United States of America was supposed to be a religious nation or a secular nation. And somebody sent in a link to an article, little-known U.S. document signed by President Adams proclaims America's government is secular. We put it up at whatreallyhappened.com. You may want to look at it. It gives you the inside story on all the varied religions of the founding fathers and why they wanted a non-religious government. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks. Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And boy, I got to give CNN a hand for being the most industrious and dedicated liars on the corporate media. They are still pounding this issue about the bus bombing in Bulgaria and how it just had to be Iran. And they've gone from this one bombing where nobody really knows what's going on, and now they've got this terrorism expert saying this is part of an obvious ongoing campaign by Iran to attack Israeli targets and American targets. This is an ongoing, big, huge program. They're trying to take this one event and use it to create this illusion that Iran is constantly running around the world killing people, you know, like their own nuclear scientists. That's probably what they're going to say. Oh, yes, Iran's killing its own nuclear scientists just to make Israel look bad. But they are pushing this just as hard as they can. And again, we're going to see this between now and the Olympics because Iran is the target. Iran is the prize on the other side of Syria. They're trying to get this thing going. It is a race to get this major escalation in World War III up there where everybody says, yeah, it's a world war now. Ain't it cool? All the war memorabilia companies are going to be just, yes, buy a new warehouse. But they're really pushing this whole thing, and they're trying to make it look like this is what Iran has been doing all along. No, it isn't. Iran minds its own business. It's the U.S. and Israel that are invading other countries and assassinating other people and drone strikes all over the place. For all we know, this was another drone strike. I got a nasty email from somebody saying, how dare you suggest Israel would kill Jewish people just to make a political point? Well, folks, anybody who's leader of a country is generally willing to kill their own citizens just by sending them off to war. Roosevelt was willing to see Americans die on the attack on Pearl Harbor to get us into the war against Germany and then secondarily Japan. Heads of nation states, by definition, are willing to throw away the lives of their own citizens to get whatever it is they think they want. So that's just what's going on with that situation here. All righty, let's see here. Apparently, Tory Minister Lord Green was at the helm of the money laundering bank HSBC. So now that scandal is also gone into the British government as well here. I want to give you all a heads up. We were talking about computers and computer viruses and the hackers and the scammers and the rest of it. And if you have not already got a top-notch security solution for your computer, you probably need to get one right now. I just got this. I've gotten several emails today that are obviously attempts to get me to click on a link I ought not to click on. And I just got one that says Delta Airlines, and it says your e-ticket is here. And it has information that somebody has bought an airline ticket for me to go from, well, that doesn't actually say the point of departure, which was the first giveaway. Something was crooked here. And then it says your destination is to Garden Grove. Well, I don't feel like going to Garden Grove. And sure enough, it turned out to have a virus inside. Though you are considering a false flag attack on the Olympics, you're going to have to find some way to shut down and paralyze the alternative media in order to make sure their propaganda is the only thing that's out there for people to look at. Remember back on 9/11, 3 days before, actually I was corrected on that, a week before 9/11, the FBI was running all over the United States of America, shutting down the websites of Muslim charity organizations. Didn't have any reason, didn't have anything, just came and said, we've got a court order to shut you down, pull your server. So when 9/11 happened, there were no Muslim websites able to get out there and say, wait, we don't know that Muslims had anything to do with this, in order to, as Bush would say, catapult the propaganda forward. So if, in fact, there is a plan for a false flag attack at the London Olympics in order to escalate this into a truly recognizable world war with the chrome lettering on it and everything, then we can expect attacks against the alternative media and the blogs and the net itself to escalate from this point forward. So please be very careful. Never open an attachment from somebody you do not know. And even if you think it's somebody that you know, if it doesn't feel like their writing style, or if it doesn't make any sense, or if it's got a blank subject line, don't open it. Better safe than sorry. Because it's going to get ugly out there. This is the high ground in the war for the minds of America and the world. We're it. The revolution against the money junkie war hawks is here. It's virtual. It's in cyberspace. With luck, we'll keep it here. Because then a lot less people die for it. And always remember, the other side loves to play dirty. They go around thinking that their willingness to lie, cheat, steal, and kill makes them superior human beings. And that, of course, is a lie. The willingness to lie, cheat, steal, and kill does not make you a superior human being. It makes you an ordinary human being who is willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. So you definitely want to be very much aware of that kind of situation going on. Somebody basically wrote in asking about that Russian cargo ship with the Syrian helicopters. Now, the latest report that we have on that is Russia reflagged the cargo ship under its own flag, so this whole insurance nonsense can't be brought to bear. And they're sending it down. Apparently, it's past Norway now, heading into British waters. I'm sure they're giving Great Britain a very, very wide berth. There is a report that three Russian warships are trailing this cargo ship by about 50 miles. So they're not trying to look like they're giving it an actual escort. But they are in close proximity if, in fact, somebody tries to come out and interdict this cargo ship. Because we need to be very, very clear about this. The helicopters on board this cargo ship belong to Syria. They are Syrian state property, bought and paid for. Russia has a contract to maintain and refurbish the helicopters when necessary. And that's what's going on here. Hillary Clinton's proclamation that Russia is sending deadly weapons for the Syrian government to use on its own people is nonsense. Syria already owns these helicopters. They were just getting them repaired. Now, we understand that given the poor performance of this paid mercenary invasion force to date, that these three helicopters will be a serious impediment to the conquest of Damascus and the lynching of yet another foreign head of state. So the big question is, will Britain try and militarily interdict this ship, this cargo ship? And if they do, will they get into, are they willing to get into a shooting war with Russia over this whole situation? Wars started with less, whether it's the Lusitania or the shooting of the Archduke Ferdinand. The problem is there are too many world leaders, too many financial leaders who want that war. It's their only solution out of the mess that they've just made here. All righty, let's see. Moving right along, there was one. Oh, yeah, we've apparently had insurgents blow up 22 NATO trucks on crucial land routes into Afghanistan. So Pakistan's bought and paid for government may have said, yes, we'll make nice with the United States despite all those drone murders of our civilians. But obviously the Pakistani people themselves don't agree with that. So we're just going to call them insurgents because that makes it okay to go out and shoot them. But we're struggling. The U.S. is struggling with the wars they have now. They're still in Iraq, and yet Iraq's new government is already moving away from the U.S. and closer to Iran. We're stuck in Afghanistan. The Russians are laughing their heads off over that one. The U.S. went into the same mistake the Russians did when they went into Afghanistan. No military commander has successfully conquered and held on to Afghanistan since Alexander the Great, and he only kept it for 3 years. It is not called the graveyard of empires for nothing. Now they're trying to say, oh, well, the U.S. has to stay in Afghanistan. Look at all that mineral wealth that's there. We're going to dig it all up and turn it into cellular phones or something like that. All righty. Yeah, somebody wrote in a letter saying, regarding the Iranian fishing boat, it seems like the U.S. Navy is starting to act like the Israeli Navy when they fire on Palestinian fishing boats for no other reason they know they can get away with it. That's not entirely accurate. Israel knows they're firing on Palestinian fishing boats. Israel knew they were firing on the USS Liberty. In this case, I'm willing to give the Navy the benefit of the doubt. They didn't really know who they were shooting at. It was just a target, and they opened fire. They're still wrong, but I don't think they intended to kill a bunch of people from India. They did, though. All righty, let's see. Now, down in Florida is an interesting story for all of you people who value the right to keep and bear firearms in the face of growing efforts by the U.S. government, the United Nations, to take those rights away from you. There was this elderly gentleman, I think one report said he was something like 74 years old, retiree, and he was sitting in an internet cafe. He has a concealed carry permit, has a gun. Two robbers came in to try and rob the internet cafe, and he shot them. And he's not going to be charged. Okay, and basically they're saying this is a case of what Stand Your Ground is supposed to do. That he's not required to attempt to retreat or surrender his wealth before he uses lethal force. So I'm glad that they're not going to prosecute him. I think it would have been a tremendous mistake if they had. In this case, of course, there's all these camcorders and videotapes and security cameras that showed who was the wrong. It's rather amazing how they're still trying to propagandize this whole Zimmerman case to blame the victim. And, of course, the politicians want this to not because they need racism as an issue for November, because they still don't want to talk about the economy. They certainly don't want to talk about the coming wars. Let's see. Middle East peace going forward. I love that headline. It's not going forward. Everybody's trying to make sure there's no peace. It takes everybody working together to have peace. It takes only one maniac with a bomb and a political agenda to have a war. In this case, we've got the United States, and we've got Israel, and we've got most of NATO and most of Europe itching for a war as a way to get out of this self-induced economic paralysis here. There is supposedly tomorrow there's going to be a vote on a bill in the Senate called the Bring Jobs Home Act. Nice little piece of political theater in an election year. And it sounds really good, but if you will recall, back in 2008, every one of those candidates was saying the same thing. Yes, our jobs have gone to other countries. We must bring them back home. And according to the Hackett Group, under the Obama administration, the outsourcing of American jobs not only did not decline, it accelerated. So anything that they're doing now to make it look like they're worried about you, I mean, it's just so much fluff. So much fluff. The reality is corporations want cheap labor because they're sending these jobs to countries where there isn't as much taxation. And you can pay your workers a lot less money because you're not paying for the taxes they're going to be paying. And they still have a decent standard of living over there. It is the taxation rates in this country, the lack of return on those taxes, and the regulatory burden that is destroying this economy. No, it isn't. It's those gosh darn Arab Muslims. They're the cause for all of this stuff. If you want a decent job at a decent salary, the terrorists will win. Okay, we're getting another story about apparently there's... I need to verify the date on this one because there's too many of these stories that get brought up from earlier dates here. No, this is dated today. There's been another incident at a New York nuclear plant. High neutron flux alert, and they had to scram the reactor. By the way, I've had a lot of people emailing me and say, what does that mean to scram the reactor? And it goes back to the very first nuclear reactor at the University of Chicago. And they used to call it a nuclear pile because that's all it really was. It was a pile of graphite bricks and fuel elements, and it was controlled by these control rods that were hoisted out of the pile to allow the reactions to take place with a rope and pulley. And because of a very, very bad accident they'd had during the development of the atomic bomb, everybody understood that if the reaction got out of control, people were going to die of radiation sickness. So for those early tests, they had a student standing on the top of this nuclear pile with an axe. And the instant any radiation meters went off or alarms went off, his job was to cut that rope with the axe to drop the control rods back in, to just shut it down all the way to cold state. And his acronym was the Safety Control Reactor Axe Man. And that is where the phrase to scram the reactor comes from. A little bit of scientific technology there. Speaking of science and technology, people are starting to really look forward to the Curiosity probe arriving at Mars in a couple of weeks. And it's a huge rover compared to some of the others. It's 10 feet long. They have finally gotten away from these solar cells. They've gone back to the radioisotope thermoelectric generators that we used back on the Viking mission. And so this thing has ample power. They don't have to worry about dust on the solar cells. It does have a life sciences package. And obviously, we're looking forward to whether or not it confirms the presence of organic molecules, which would be a tremendous vindication for those of us who worked on the Viking mission, because our experiment said, yeah, we found evidence of life. We had one positive, one negative. We know now the negative was a flawed experimental design and couldn't have produced a positive result, so we can throw that one out. So we had a positive result and a policy from NASA that we weren't going to say that we found life because there was tremendous political pressure on this issue back in 1976. We had all the religious fanatics were calling their congressional representatives and saying, you know, NASA can't find life on Mars. It's not in the Bible. If they say there's life on Mars, we're not going to vote for you. And so the Congress critters called up NASA and said, you can't say there's life on Mars or we're going to cut your budget next time. And that's how these things get done. So we're hoping that Curiosity succeeds in landing. It's a very ambitious landing system. They've gotten away from this balloon shield. They've literally got a retro package hanging up, and the lander, the rover is on a cable underneath. It's a very sophisticated system, and we wish them the best. We're going to grab a quick phone call. John in New York. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. You know, it's just incredible good work that you do. I thank you for what you're doing at whatreallyhappened.com. It's a website that I just, you know, thoroughly enjoy. And,
thank
of course,
you.
You're broadcasting. But, yeah, what's on my mind is Israel, and they're passing this increased budget for them, this security agreement, mm-hmm. with $9 billion or something. And, when are people going to wake up, especially those in the Christian area? They're so blinded by Israel's blind allegiance, you know. What do I tell my friends that are so blinded by this nonsense?
Well, the first thing that you can say to them is the Israel of today is not the Israel that is portrayed in the Bible. It's a completely different people. These are converted Khazars. The original Hebrews are pretty much scattered. I actually have, you know, I'm of Sephardic descent. I have more Hebrew blood in me than most of the people living in Israel right now. And so that's the best thing, is to say they copied the name and they're trying to, avail themselves of the biblical myth, but they're not the same people. They're not descended from the biblical Hebrews. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Now, some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned a fat.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, it seems that the GOP is a glutton for punishment. The story that's on the corporate media right now is whether or not Sarah Palin will be invited to give a speech at the GOP convention. possibly as a means of sort of diluting down Ron Paul or something. That's a desperation ploy. Now I'm trying to say, oh yes, she'll fire up the base. Won't she's a joke. Caribou Barbie is a joke. She destroyed the Republicans' campaign in 2008. She's not going to bring anything of any benefit to the GOP convention. The GOP is trying to throw this election. They're trying to throw this election. I guess they want Obama and the Democrats to still be in charge when everything implodes next year, if it gets that long. I think it's going to implode before the actual election. Maybe they want to stick the Democrats with having to deal with the mess of what's about to happen. Between Mitt Romney constantly changing his positions on everything and his tax problems and his being a money junkie and a job destroyer, now they're going to parade Sarah Palin around there? I think they're trying to throw this thing. I think Obama's probably calling up and saying, can we recount the votes from 2008, really? And by the way, I was born in Kenya. Can I leave? It's amazing stuff. Now, getting back to what John was saying in New York, apparently the House did pass this bill, this Enhanced Security Cooperation Act of 2012, which throws more of your money at Israel. And interesting little quote from here. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who we know is an Israel firster from way, way back, acknowledges we will pledge our riches, meaning your riches. Cantor isn't signing a check. You are. Pledge our riches to Israel despite our own country being in economic shambles. Asserted, quote, at a time when we're facing huge fiscal challenges, this bill makes it clear that no matter what, the United States always stands strong in our support for Israel, with whom we share a commitment to freedom, a respect for human life, and a commitment to security. Yeah, respect for human life. Tell it to the Palestinians. Or that kid from New York who was gunned down lying on the deck of that aid ship. What Cantor is saying, I mean, we already have starving children in this country, and they've cut the food stamps still further. So Eric Cantor is saying, we will starve the children of the United States of America to buy more bullets and bombs for Israel. Is this wise and prudent rulership of the United States of America? No government can serve two masters, and a government that serves Israel cannot, does not, will not serve the American people. A friend of Israel is no friend of America. At this time in our history, with all that is going on, America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And foreign interests and entanglements have to be all the way at the back of the bus. George Washington warned us. Why, oh, why, oh, why did we not listen? We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, support Republic Broadcasting, and Aloha America.